This is VOA News. Hi, everyone. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva Tuesday ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Switzerland is mobilizing a titanic security effort for the meeting, deploying around 4,000 police, troops, and security personnel to guard the summit from all angles. Geneva is used to hosting heads of state visiting the United Nations and other international institutions in the Swiss city, but such showpiece summits are rare. Switzerland is leaving little to chance for the encounter between Mr. Biden and Putin, the first meeting between U.S. and Russian presidents since Putin met with Donald Trump in 2018. Boeing said Tuesday, and it welcomes a truce between the United States and the European Union on a long-running trade dispute over subsidies to the U.S. plane maker and arch-rival Airbus. Negotiated in marathon talks by EU and U.S. officials, the truce to the 17-year fight was formalized in U.S. President Joe Biden's summit with European Union leaders Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen, who hosted him in Brussels. The EU said the truce was set for 5 years, leaving enough time to resolve the fight, which had led to tariffs on European cheese and wine and American wheat and tobacco, as well as aircraft. 5 months after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration Tuesday unveiled new steps to combat the elevated threat posed by domestic terrorism. In remarks, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will tackle the terrorism without infringing on free speech.
We are focused on violence, not on ideology. In America, espousing a hateful ideology is not unlawful. We do not investigate individuals for their First Amendment protected activities.